Juno's 3D printed parts survive trip to Jupiter. After a 5-year journey, NASA's Juno spacecraft has arrived at its destination, the orbit of Jupiter, where it will collect data about the solar system's largest planet. The Juno mission, managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, has accomplished a number of firsts, including the first planetary spacecraft to make use of 3D printed components. Juno was constructed in part by defense giant Lockheed Martin, which chose to use 3D printing to produce about a dozen waveguide titanium brackets for the spacecraft. To fabricate the parts, Lockheed used an electron beam melting machine from Arkham, which uses an electron beam to melt titanium powder one layer at a time before a knife blade moves subsequent layers of powder onto the bed. Stacking the brackets within the system's 8x8x14 in build envelope enables cost-efficient batch production. By 3D printing the brackets, the company was able to reduce the cost and manufacturing time for the components by about 50%. On Earth, Lockheed first conducted confidence testing to ensure that the parts would perform as expected before the spacecraft was ultimately launched aboard the Atlas V-551 rocket on August 5, 2011. Now that Juno has survived the 1.76 billion-mile journey to Jupiter, entering the planet's orbit on July 4, 2016, the brackets are being put through the ultimate test as they orbit around the gas giant. Watch the Juno approach video below. While the 3D printed components demonstrate the ability to withstand the harsh environment of space, Juno will be making observations using 9 different instruments dedicated to measuring radio, microwave, visible and ultraviolet light frequencies, as well as particle sensors and magnetometers. In addition to being the first planetary spacecraft to use 3D printed components, Juno is also the first solar-powered spacecraft to study Jupiter and the farthest spacecraft from the Sun to rely on solar power. Juno is capable of this feat thanks to 3 30-foot-long arrays made up of 18,698 solar cells spanning 535 square feet. After conducting 33 elliptical orbits, Juno is slated to end its mission on February 20, 2018. At its mission's end, it will orbit into Jupiter to protect the planet's moons. At that point, it will be so long, 3D printed parts, advanced measurement equipment, and the entire Juno spacecraft. Don't fret, however. There's plenty of 3D printing space news ahead. Lockheed Martin plans to include 3D printed parts on future satellites. Space printers may, one day, allow NASA to turn asteroids into spaceships, and Enterprise in Space is working to 3D print a spacecraft to orbit Earth with more than 100 experiments from student teams aboard.